Okay, here we are, Matthew Russell Lee, Inner City Press, here outside the Southern District of New York Courthouse today, Thursday, February 22nd, 2024. Now, yesterday, Sam Bankman-Fried, leading up to his sentencing next month, appeared in court. He seemed a bit thinner. His hands, as I saw from the gallery, seemed to be shaking, or at least the papers they're in. But he spoke clearly. He said, yep, nope. And he unceremoniously, Cohen and Everdale, who represented him at trial unsuccessfully, are out. And Mukasey and Young are in, despite also representing Alex Mashinsky of Celsius. And there was a woman in the gallery named Alexandra Shapiro, who is his appellate counsel. So there was that. But we spent most of the day covering the Honduras trial of Juan Orlando Hernandez. And after the opening statements, the main witness yesterday was a guy called Jose Sanchez. He was a bookkeeper at a rice company, and he described in some detail Juancho, J-O-H, showing up and talking about putting cocaine up the nostrils of the gringos, stirring his drink with his finger, having a briefcase full of cash, changing it into Lempiris. He mentioned some other politicians that we quoted the names, and at least one of whom responded. You can find that all online. Today it's going to be Alex Ardon, a noted drug dealer who's in prison in Bergen County, New Jersey, and is coming to testify about El Chapo and other things. Please watch it. We'll be live tweeting it. Also, luckily enough, when the JOH trial was over yesterday, we found in the mag court a case that we've been covering sometimes all alone, the case of the Iran murder plot in Brooklyn, in which an Iranian dissident was targeted with AK-47s, and they finally got their guy, Omarov, in from the Czech Republic, or Chechia to you. That's what they call it at the UN. We'll get to that in a moment. He was brought in, and he was detained, of course. We're going to stay on the case. A little bit of Spanish, and then the UN. En el juicio de Juan Orlando Hernández ayer, el contador José Sánchez dijo que Juancho vino con mucho dinero y habló de poner la cocaína en los narices de los gringos. Hoy será Alex Ardón, y ahí seguiremos. But in the United Nations, we've asked them not only about Honduras, which, you know, many people focused on the orange man having backed up J.O.H. I'll tell you that Antonio Guterres definitely did. I was there. I was inside the UN. I was a resident correspondent and asked, what are you doing sending a panel down to back up J.O.H.'s 2017 election? And they never answered then, and they definitely don't answer now, having ejected Inner City Press from the UN for having asked those very questions, how failure after failure. The Iran thing is also shameful. As is UNRWA. But we cover that as well. Inner City Press heading into court. A continuación.